Blog Talk Radio.
All the true worshipers, you don't need no help. Just open your mouth and release that sound that's inside of you. Come on. Release your sound. Got true love instead of pain. That freedom, though you captured me, I've got joy instead of mourning.
There's beauty in my brokenness.
I've got true love instead of pain. That freedom, though you captured me. Because we took some time off, and during that time we were able to refresh ourselves. We're going to do this thing different this season. We're going to be on Facebook while we're on Blog Talk Radio. Now, from the studio, I'm sitting here. You can see behind me for those ones on Facebook, Talking Sports Plus banner with our call-in number as well as our web link. Our web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Smith Way Production. And I'm excited because we got people already on the line, jumping on the line quick and fast. And that tells you that we're trying to get this, use this vessel to get the word out about historical black colleges and universities, high school, middle school, athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. We got an awesome show tonight. The title of our show is Time for Some Football. Some people have been waiting. And I see my co-hosts joining me quick and fast, and I'm going to give a shout-out for each and every one of those that's joining me and let them share how exciting it's been so far to get this football season started up. We've had some people that did some jamborees, some preseason, at all levels that's getting it started up. So we're getting ready for some football. Again, we are the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school, middle school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So we want you to join us every week and check out what's going on. All right, let me take this opportunity to let you know the ways you can contact this show before I introduce my co-host that's available at this time. You can check out us on and email us. You can check us out by email us at talkingsportsplus@gmail.com. Tweet the show as Talking Sports Plus with the number one, at Larissa D. Smith, at Elliot Darrell, the number one, at Tremaine Edward, number seven, and at Coach_L_Smith. K, that's a K with the coach, not a C. So check us out. Now, let me get an opportunity to kind of talk and introduce these co-hosts that's joining me so far. And the ones that are not, I'm going to let you know, because they haven't contacted me, that they're going to be able to check us out a little later in the show. Hales from Central Alabama. She's the lady of the hour. So glad to have her and be a part of it. She's our millennium, and also proudly proud father of my daughter, none other than Coach Lauren D. Smith. How are you doing, Coach Smith?
I'm doing very, very well. I'm glad to be back on. It's year three. You know, they say about the number three is one of a blessed number. So we're truly blessed to be back with you guys for a third year. I can't wait to go ahead and get the 2019-2020 football season started. So let's go ahead and get it going.
All right, let's make it do what it do, like you said. Let's make it do what it do. My other co-host is joining us, and we got, they're popping in, the numbers are popping in, super great. We have Hells from North Alabama, Meridianville, Alabama. He's the king, as we call him, in Huntsville, Alabama. He's a middle school football basketball coach, six-time champion of girls and boys, hanging in there three times. None other than, again, our king, Coach Tremaine Edwards. How you doing, Trey?
How y'all doing tonight, man? I'm glad to be here, glad to be back. Took a couple months off, ready to roll. Got some fresh thoughts on my head. Ready to roll, Dr. Smith. What's up, Lauren?
Yeah, Trey, we appreciate having you here. And our other co-host, and I want to make sure I run through those. I know one of them, which is Touchdown Tony, gave me a text. He texted me and said he had revival tonight, and he's going to do his best to try to get on the show at the end of the show. So we'll get him. That's Coach Tony Stallworth. We call him Touchdown Tony. He's our high school resident. He has all the knowledge of high school sports, and he want to share some thoughts with us as we get to that part. We're going to kind of start off with high school from the beginning, so he'll get a chance to call in and share his points with us. Also, we have the Don King of entertainment. We have the conductor of the E-Train, comes out of northern Florida, up to Montgomery. That's where the train be rolling, over to Troy, Alabama, down back to Dothan, none other than our radio personality, Darrell E-Train Elliott. Darrell is not on at this time, but he'll make a point to join us as well. Last but not least, our special expert, and he's moving up to be co-host, and that's Cameron, Coach Cameron Gilbert. He's going to be joining us, so we look forward to having him on there. And I see a number that may not be as familiar as that's you, Cameron. You got an opportunity to say hello to everybody. All right, so that's not Cameron's number, but he'll be calling in. Hey, team, it's us three. Three amigos. We're going to make it do what it do. All right, amigos, let's do that. The title of our show is Time for Some Football, and we're ready for it. We have our preseason poll that's in ranking for high school storyline, and we're going to talk a little bit about those individuals. I hope the team had a chance to check them out, but not share your thoughts. But I'm going to run down a brief list of it. And we're talking about high school sports. So I appreciate you joining us on Facebook, and I see several people joining us. I'm going to give you all a shout-out. Just hang in there and watch this show and see what we're doing. You should hear each one of our co-hosts as they talk, because we got our system set up to make sure you hear them as well. We have ranked in the 7A, because the state of Alabama, we're going to start with the state of Alabama on the first show in class 7A. The first two that held, the 1 and 2, you have Central Phoenix City as number one, who won state championship last year in 7A football. Then you have Hoover, who has been consistently winning it for 5, 6, 7 years, is ranked number two. They carry the two spots in the 7A status. 6A, we have Pinson Valley, who won the state championship last year in the 6A. Fairland is number two. Wetumpka, which is a local school in central Alabama, who was quite competitive but was not able to get over the hump to win it last year, but they're back again. They are ranked number six. Co-host, do y'all have any thoughts about either of those two classes?
I'll go ahead. Yeah, the class 7A, you had Central Phoenix City and Hoover. Central Phoenix City, I'm going to go ahead and make an early prediction. I got them winning it again, winning the state championship again. But Lee Montgomery is in their ranking, in the top 10 of their ranking, I do believe. Now, that's going to be a very interesting thing for them. For one, they have a new coach. For two, in my opinion, they lost some pretty athletic guys. So that 7A with Lee being in the top 10, that's going to be very interesting come the weekend to see if they can maintain that top ranking.
Awesome. Coach Alvarez.
Yes, Dr. Swift, I'm anxious to see what Thompson is going to do this year. Even though they lost their quarterback, I hear they still got some D1 caliber prospects. So I'm anxious to see what they're going to do. But like Lauren said, I think Central Phoenix City will roll on with that. I think the 6A is up for grabs. I don't think Pinson Valley will have another Bo Nix. So we'll see how that works. So with Tucker, if he's not some, this might be your year right here. Bo Nix is gone.
That's awesome. I'm telling you that those are the two top classes in the Alabama High School Athletic Association. You have a 7A, class 7A. You have Central Phoenix City and Hoover. And it's going to be the test we're going to come on Friday night in the kickoff class. You have Central Phoenix City taking on Hoover in Montgomery, Alabama at Crampton Bowl. So it should be a joyful occasion. On tomorrow night, we have Carver High School of Montgomery taking on Jefferson Davis High School from Montgomery. So that all those games start at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow is the 22nd in Crampton Bowl. And then Friday night, the 23rd, you'll get a chance to see some of those large level classes. All right, let's look at 5A and 4A team. We got Briarwood Christian Academy. Ramsdale, the two top teams, 1 and 2, in 5A. In 4A, we have UMS Wright and Hillcrest of Evergreen, ranked number two. As well as number three, you have Andalusia, which is in the surrounding area, 6 to 7 miles from Montgomery. Then we have a local team, number six, Catholic of Montgomery, holds down that sixth spot. Any thoughts and anything in regards to the 5A and 4A team?
Is Briarwood Christian anywhere, Dr. Smith?
Yeah, they're ranked number one in the 5A.
Okay, they always a ticket. Ramsey is surprising me right there, Dr. Smith. Even though they won the championship, what was that, 2 years ago?
Yes.
Surprising me that they're in there, but they're a magnet school that can recruit. So that's a big thing. But Catholic, that's big time for them. Hillcrest Evergreen. What you think about that, Dr. Smith?
Now, just share my thoughts on Hillcrest. Hillcrest, I saw them last year. I think they made it to the semifinals. And the year before they won it, but there was one class, it was in class 3A then. Now they moved up, and they still ranked number two to be recognized in class 4A. Awesome team, awesome coach down there, Coach Smith down there. We're so proud to have him down there. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, and I'm glad to give a shout-out to those brothers and tell them to keep on grinding down the Hillcrest and have some outstanding athletes. They're going to be competitive. It was competitive as their first year in 4A last year, and they're going to be competitive again this year. So it's going to be that top echelon of people that's going to be able to fight. That's sort of rival game down there. UMS Wright, let me get it right, and Hillcrest. It's going to be awesome. Then we also have Andalusia in there. And Andalusia is not far, probably about 30 miles from Hillcrest, so that's going to be a rival game. And then Kaplan and Montgomery, we applaud them for doing some awesome things. They had an awesome team last year. They made it to the semifinals, which is a lot of people didn't believe they would, but they've been quite competitive. They played in a summer practice against one of the local high schools. So you're kind of seeing some real positive things going on with that level of football, which is this 5A and 4A. We're going to look at the 3A and the 2A. You have Flemington, that's down in South Alabama. Piedmont, that's up in Northeast Alabama. Pike County, we're familiar with Pike County, is down 231 going toward Dothan, but in Pike County, which is Troy, Alabama, Brundage. And they've been ranked from year to year. They're ranked number 5. The first two was Flemington and Piedmont, and that's 3A. In Class 2A, we have Fife. And Fife is always on top of it, playing real well. Then Leroy down South Alabama. Luverne, not far. And our touchdown Tony will be proud to hear that Luverne, as well as that 118 up there, that's Luverne down there, Crenshaw County. And they're playing at a high level, and they're ranked number 4. And number 9 is Real Town. They're playing at a high level. And last, Class 1A, we have Mars Hill Bible Academy. Maplesville is ranked number 2. And Brantley. We have heard of Brantley. That's Brantley and Luverne, a big rival. They're in the same county within 10 or 15 miles of each other. So they're ranked in the 1A. And in ranked number 5, you have Lynette. And Lynette being competitive these years. Give us some thoughts. We want some thoughts on that 3A, 2A, and 1A team.
I get some thoughts. Let me jump in, Lauren. Let me be quick. I like Piedmont. Piedmont is 3A, Dr. Smith, as you said.
Yes, sir. 3A. Yes, sir.
Yeah, Piedmont. That's a common name up here in North Alabama. All the rest of the schools are further south. I hope y'all noticing that trend, listen. This is not football county up here in Huntsville and below to Birmingham. But I like Piedmont. I like Lynette. And Lynette 1A, because they are big 1A. I've never seen the caliber athletes they have playing. The biggest 1A kid since St. Jude, I'm going to say that. 2A, who we got 2A, Dr. Prince?
You have Fife, Leroy, Luverne, and Real Town.
Fife up here. Fife up here somewhere. I'm going to go with Fife for the 2A.
Okay. Awesome. All right, Coach Smith, you want to share some thoughts about that 3A, 2A, and 1A?
Yeah, so I'm gonna always go with the underdog, because in my opinion, Real Town is an underdog. Real Town is a smaller ball club, but they're just as athletic as a Hoover Central Phoenix City. So I'm gonna go with, let's say, I'm going with Real Town for that class. I'm gonna take the underdog.
Okay, awesome, Coach. You know, you're hearing it. They're sharing their expertise based on what they've seen from the teams in the past and what's been predicted throughout our various media outlets. So that's the 7 classes of the Alabama High School Athletic Association. We're going to be doing Georgia, Florida, South Carolina, Tennessee, Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana. We're going to make sure we share each one of their classes as well. All right, team, let's move to some games as we briefly talk about it, the kickoff classic. First of all, we have, starting off with the game of the week, and the kickoff classic would be Hoover versus Central Phoenix City. And you shared your thoughts. Both of y'all shared your thoughts. But let me say something about Central Phoenix City as well as Hoover. some background on those two teams. Those teams have been competing from year to year to win a state championship. For 4 or 5 years in a row, you had that challenge, but Hoover always came out on top. But last year, Central Phoenix City broke that trend. Broke the trend to the point where they are able to win a state championship, and they have some awesome athletes coming back for this year. So they are ranked number one in preseason poll in the larger class of the High School Athletic Association, which is 7A. So it's going to be an awesome game on Friday night in Crempton Bowl. And they're going to get out there and they're going to knock some heads. You're going to see some great talent. You know, make sure you fill the seat with your meat. Come and sit down, have some fun, enjoy yourself. It's going to be a little warm, but you'll get a chance to enjoy some good football on the kickoff classic. It's sponsored by the Alabama High School Athletic Association. They're sponsoring a Thursday night game and a Friday night game. So you can check them out. You know, be there, be square, but check them out. Also, we're going to look at some other schools. For example, Carr and Jeff Davis. I want my team to kind of share their thoughts in regards to Carver and Jeff Davis, which is two local schools. Carver was with pretty much 9 or 10 in a row last year with a new coach, but they lost in the playoffs. Then you had Jeff Davis make it to the playoffs, but it's been some down years. But I want to start with Coach Edwards. I wanted you to share your thoughts about the Carver and the Jeff Davis game that's going to be happening tomorrow night at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time.
Rivalry, being a Jeff Davis alumni, I know what this Carver game means. So this is rivalry week. Hoping Coach Carter got these boys ready to play and do what they're supposed to do. I got Jeff Davis winning. Let me go low. I'm going to go 17. We're going to kick a field goal 17-7, Dr. Smith.
17-7. Awesome, awesome. So we look forward to Seattle, but it's going to be a good game. I can tell you, if you're in the surrounding area, anywhere close by, even though you're on Facebook or you're on Blog Talk Radio, which is our call-in number, is 347-857-4192. If you want to be a part of the show, press 1. I will identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then I ask you to give us your name and your location and give your comments or questions. It's the chat line. We want you to be able to call in and chat, talk about your school. If we're not mentioning your school, you can mention your school. And as I said, we're going to step out of Alabama and go to the other states, and we're going to talk about their classes and their preseason ranking as well. So you have that opportunity. But if you have any thoughts about these individuals or these teams we're talking about at the high school level, please share with us. I have several people kind of hitting their face on Facebook. We have one fan, Tasima Jackson, saying J.D. Bobbs. She said that J.D. Bobbs is going to win as well, Coach Edwards. So you got a couple people supporting you. They're checking us out, and they just want to be a part of it, and they're supporting their team because they're alumnus of those schools. Okay? Coach Smith, any thoughts about this game I want to run by you? Robert E. Lee versus Park Crossing Thunderbirds. They're going to be playing on Friday night at 7 o'clock, and I'm assuming they'll be playing over Alabama State University in the stadium over there. Any thoughts, Coach Smith, in regards to Robert E. Lee and Park Crossing? I know they have a new coach here, new head coach, but he's been a part of the staff for the last 5, 6, 7 years. Coach Smith.
I'm going to go ahead, and y'all know I'm going to be honest. I have no expectations for any public school in Montgomery. Usually I can tell you who I think will be come out the city, but right now I honestly do not know. I haven't heard any names worth getting me excited enough to pay $7 to go see. So I'm going to have to hear about these games from my meet in the seat at Crampton Bowl. So I have no expectations for none of these teams. I haven't heard enough about them to get me excited enough to say, well, I'm going to pick Lee over Park Cross. I honestly do not. I think everybody's even. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I believe everybody is even.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Both of them have new head coaches because Park Crossing will have C.J. Harris, Clayton Harris. He'll be the head coach of Park Crossing, coming up here and start having his first game as head coach. And I just don't remember the guy, but I met him before over there at Lee. He was the defensive coordinator, if I'm not mistaken. He's now the head coach. He took Tyrone Rogers' place. So we look forward to see an awesome game tomorrow. So, you know, be here or be square. Check us out. Make it do what it do so you can enjoy some high school football. Also, we want to kind of move down to Coach Elbert, and I want you to share your thoughts pretty much on this prevention and treatment of exertion from heat, because it's so hot out there, heat stroke. What's your thoughts? I know you. We all have to go through that training. Can you share your thoughts on that so our listeners can understand about how they can prevent their son or daughter from incurring heat stroke? Because that's what we're doing here is share knowledge with you, Coach Edwards, as well as Coach Smith.
Yes, Dr. Smith, we've been on the heat index the last couple of weeks. I'm gonna say that with us. We're limited in how long we can be outside. We usually take the guys out there an hour. Alabama High School Athletic Association say an hour. We break every 15 minutes. So, you know, we go do a drill, then we're breaking 15 minutes, breaking 5 minutes to get water. So you're not able to do much, but it's more mental. So I'm not so far as beating the kids up as far as conditioning and stuff, because these kids are different than what we used to do back in the day. So as far as, you know, all the running and getting in shape, it's not the same no more. These kids usually push through. You got a few that are cramp up, but more than likely they get used to it. But we do a lot of running in the hallways in the AC. Then we'll go outside for about an hour and keep them hosed down, Dr. Smith.
Awesome, awesome. That's some good knowledge for you. Just keep in mind that the heat index here in Alabama is probably at the highest point for many years. The other day, I think last week, it was up to 110 heat index. And that is extremely hot, and you get that same kind of heat when you get even at 6 and 7 and 8 o'clock at night. So it's unbearable, and a young man needs to have plenty of fluids in his body. You should make sure he eat things and so he can move forward, whether it's bananas or something to keep that muscle and the energy going real good. But making sure you get a lot of fluids is so important to deal with this heat exhaustion and dealing with heat stroke. So make sure you be able to cool them down. Coaches or parents, don't let your children be out in that hot sun running around. We're taking all precaution because the High School Athletic Association makes sure that in the game there's a break between each quarter. That way the students can rest, get some water, then go back, give that maximum effort, then have another break because you have between that quarter. So you have it in the quarter, you're going to have a break at the five-minute mark. Or six-minute mark. Then you're going to have the end of the quarter, you're going to have a break. Again, the same all the way through the game. We have to protect our young people. But parents, I ask you, a relative, if you have a child out there playing football, make sure you get plenty of fluids. Do not start the day of. Make sure you have fluids way before he can start, sometime a week in advance with some Powerade, Gatorade, or making sure you have some water. Coach Smith, you got any thoughts about the exertion from the heat?
Yeah, parents, make sure your kids are eating bananas for one to stop the cramps. And make sure that they're drinking water, put the sodas down. I really don't like Gatorade because it has too much salt in it. So, water is going to be your best friend. And if any athlete is listening to me, if you feel funny, please report your feelings immediately. Don't sit there and say, I feel fine in a minute. We're losing too many young men. From heat stroke and heat exhaustion. So if you feel funny, please say something.
Awesome. I'll call in number if you want to be a part of this. You can share your thoughts. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1. I identify the last four digits of your cell or your telephone number. Then I ask you to let us know who you are, where you're calling from, then join in with your comments and your questions. It is a chat line. We want you to chat with us. We're sharing our thoughts with you in regards to heat stroke in regards to our rankings, but we want you to be a part of it. It's time for some football. It's time for some football. So we're ready. We're ready to go. We're excited. And we're going to move forward to our coaches' corners, one phase of our show that we talk about. We talk about some things in our where our coaches can share. Now, one of the main things, and since we're on the college level, I want to make sure we talk when we're ranking by certain teams. One of the listeners here made it a point to hit me to talk about a particular team, and we're going to do a little shout-out about that team. But our first question we want to focus on, a topic, if you want to call it, will Alabama Crimson Tide, and we talk about Alabama because they've been ranked up there so long, they're ranked again number two, playing with a revenge factor. Team, share your thoughts on it. We'll start off with Coach Smith. Will Alabama play with a revenge factor this year?
Yes. Yeah, my Tide going to roll. If we play in South Lawn Middle School, we coming out with it next weekend. I don't care what y'all say. We didn't make the schedule. The athletic department did. We just go and we just roll with the punches. I'm tired of hearing about the schedule week. It don't matter if you show up and you put your pants on, just like we put our pants on, you put your pads and your jerseys on, that mean that L is waiting for you. And we coming out here, two, we're going to turn two loose. The wide receiver's going loose. We don't care. All that nonsense, we over. Alabama's going to be national champion at the end of the year. Now, I don't want no arguments about this.
Okay, Coach, you're bragging it home about them. The Crimson Tide, you're a true Crimson Tide fan right here. And then we have Coach Edwards. Share your thoughts, Coach Edwards.
Roll Tide. Like Lauren said, we don't make the schedule. I don't know why everybody talking about we don't play nobody. We playing who on the schedule. Game don't count to the end anyway, Dr. Smith. It count at the end. So we need to do what we supposed to do. We will play with a resilience factor. Them guys got flat out embarrassed. They embarrassed me, Dr. Smith. I stopped watching the game. I couldn't watch no more. I called
Wilson
and said, what are we doing? We're not prepared, Coach. But, you know, Nick Saban learned from it. The kids learned from it. They don't want that film again. So I think we'll revenge this year, and we will take care of business.
Awesome, Coach. I'm going to tell you. You know, that's what they look for, and it's all about a revenge factor. When we're talking about a revenge factor, we're talking about somebody just holding something back because, you know, we're going to make up for what happened last year. Now, in that championship game, Clemson, kudos, put a good smacking on the University of Alabama. Like, step around, your three touchdowns, and a lot of people love to see that happen. I don't think the players at the University of Alabama or their alumni, their support, didn't like to see it happen, but it happened. Now they're coming back. The statement or question was, will it be played with a revenge factor? I don't really think Alabama really plays with any kind of revenge factor. Now, they may say we must finish, and if you want to call that a revenge factor, then we'll call it that. But the bottom line is they'll come with all the talent. Alabama and Clemson have the best talent in the country on that football team from top to bottom. You have Georgia just hanging in there. They're going to be close. Then you have Ohio State, who's in there hanging real close. And all those teams are going to be competitive. They're going to be at the top of the poll throughout the year, even till when you get to the football playoff time when they start polling in. So they're going to come to play hard. So it was all about a revenge factor. I don't think they have to have a revenge factor. I think they have to come out and play hard, and they got the talent to put up 70 and 80 points on people. It's like a video game. With the talent they have, a quarterback, the running back, and all over the position, they do have from top to bottom, top three teams is better than some teams' number one team. So they play at that high level. So I say they will come out and they will be creating havoc for people. Check them out. Some people don't like. A lot of people don't like. They don't like the University of Alabama, but that's all right. Just, you know, winners are going to keep on winning. Unfortunately, that's the way it is. They're going to keep on winning because they continue to have some kind of program in place. One day it's going to come to the end, but it won't be today or tomorrow. So we'll keep that in mind. All right, team, we're going to make some predictions. about who's going to be at the top of the SEC, which is the Southeastern Conference. What team's going to be in Atlanta? What team's going to represent the West of the Southeastern Conference? What team going to represent the East of the Southeastern Conference? The come together decide is going to be the SEC champion. The last 2 years, it's been Auburn and Georgia played 2 years ago, and Georgia won. Last year, it was Alabama and Georgia, and Alabama won. And we want to see exactly who's going to be there. Give me your thoughts on that team. Start off Coach Edwards or even Coach Smith. Give me your thoughts in regards to your prediction for winning the West, winning the East, and winning the whole thing. You put it out through the preseason part. Go ahead on, Coach.
The West, when you're rolling with the tide. I'm going to say this, Dr. Smith, by that East. I got to watch it a little more, but I'm going to say it's a toss-up between Florida and Georgia. I think that's going to be a good one. And I think Tennessee might be a dark horse over there. Now, I'm going to tell you this, Dr. Smith. About the East this year, they got some pretty competitive teams, man. High-profile players on a lot of teams. You know, Missouri has Kelly Bryant over there. So we don't know what he's going to do. He got something to prove. So I really think it's Georgia's Eastern Conference championship to lose. So they can come out there playing if they want to, but they got a tougher schedule than what people are making it. The SEC East is pretty competitive this year.
Awesome, awesome. Coach, we appreciate you. And he said that it most likely going to be Alabama coming out of the West of the SEC, and a possibility, kind of a toss up there with Georgia and Florida, and Missouri may sneak in there. Coach Smith, what's your thoughts on the SEC prediction?
SEC West, y'all already know I'm going with Alabama. Ain't nobody else over there. So I'm going to go ahead and give Coach Pruitt a good chance of making it out the East. I'm going to go ahead and give it to him. Florida looked like a sure thing to me, too. Georgia, I never want to see Georgia in nothing else. I really, really think it's going to be Tennessee or Florida. Florida defense feels like it's going to be the true thing. Tennessee, it's time. Georgia, I don't want to see Georgia in the SEC championship game. I just don't. That's not a team I want to see playing Alabama. So Alabama's gonna win outright, but that other one with Kentucky, with Tennessee and Florida, that's gonna be a toss up.
That's great. We got some predictions right here, and we have an additional team added. That's Tennessee along with Missouri coming out of that East. One of them can come out at Georgia or either Florida. So that's a prediction from the team. My prediction is, until someone is at the level that University of Alabama is and play at that level, they're going to continue to win that West. And then in the East, I truly believe that because of Georgia having one of the best offensive line in the country, Jake Fromm coming back, Swift, all of those players, they might be weak at pretty much at the receiver position because they lost several players because of some behavior issues. But the bottom line, I think they'll come back and they're going to be competitive. My projection is that the University of Alabama and Georgia are going to play for that championship, and both of them will get in the college playoffs. And they just, you know what it is, because they are the best team, the top three, four, two in the country. Now, let's take an opportunity to talk about those top five teams that's been projected to be at the top of the preseason poll. You have at the top Clemson as number one, which is supposed to be they won the national championship. They rolled them ties. We got to separate out. They rolled them up and down the field. Now we're looking toward 2019-20. So you have Clemson number one in the preseason poll, receiving 56 of those votes. And then you have Alabama ranked number two. It's always been one and two with them. Number three, you have Georgia rolling in number three. Number four, you have Ohio State rolling in. Ohio State's going to be a team to deal with. Justin Fields is going to have to make his adjustment. I think Ryan Day can put him in the right position to be successful. They have some of the, from the top to bottom, they have some of the highly talented individuals, so they can play with anybody in the country. And last but not least, Oklahoma. Hey, team, I want you to share your thoughts on that. Particularly, we'll start off with Oklahoma. I want you to thank Coach Albert about Oklahoma and Jalen Hurts.
I just hope he do better than what he did with us. He's more of a game manager with us, Dr. Smith. He's in a wide-open office now, so he has to produce. So I'm wishing Jalen Hurts the best, man. He got to do what he needs to do. Only thing I feel like we should have went with Jalen Hurts a little quicker in the championship game. I mean, if 2-1 working, we should have switched it up. But defensively, we were gone. I don't care what nobody say. Them jokers was everywhere. If we would have just stopped them, we would have been in the game. But them jokers went up and down the field. But I'm wishing Jalen Hurts the best, though. Jalen Hurts the best. We'll see what he do. Who they come out against, who they playing first, Dr. Green?
I don't really know at this time. That's next week. We'll kind of talk about it next week. But a little bit, okay, number four is Ohio State. What's your thoughts on Ohio State, Coach?
Jalen Fields, we get to see him too. Two potential quarterbacks, man. We got to see what he can do too. So Jalen Hurts and Justin Fields. Justin Fields, yeah. We'll see what he can do too. But two high-profile quarterbacks that had, high ceiling. We're going to see what they do, Dr. Smith.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Coach Smith, what's your thoughts on either one of those top five?
I'm going to be real quick. Oklahoma, they play in a conference. They don't play no defense. So Jalen Hurts should have a field day. He should be a Heisman candidate, top three. Justin Fields is god awful. I really believe it's a maturity thing, and I don't believe he's at that level yet. I honestly do not. So that Ohio State, that whole thing right there is going to be a bit of a transition for a lot of Ohio State fans. They just don't see it yet. I really believe they would be better off with Tate Martell. But that Ohio, I'm more concerned about Ohio State being ranked that high than I am anything else.
That's great. Thank you for the expertise team, because you're talking about those teams. And based on the talent they have come back, each one of those teams can play at that high level. I really think that is going to be using Jalen Hurts in the right way. Put him in positions. I always have a challenge with people when they say that he can't throw the ball, because a lot of other players can't throw the ball in a window as tight as one like you think it is. But if you're dipping and dunking and throwing a few out patterns, then you look like you're the greatest thrower in the world. Or you go and throw one up and you got players that go up and get them. So my point is, I just don't think that was never really the problem. If you want to get him ready, you got to get him. Now, I think Lincoln Riley will get him ready. I think Lincoln Riley is going to have a package that works for him, that he's going to be one of the most physical runners that you have seen in college football and still be able to throw the ball. I think Ohio State, with Justin Fields, if he can handle that 110,000 in the horseshoe, I think he'll be fine. And plus, the Big Ten is not what everybody think it is. Michigan has an opportunity now to come in and knock Ohio State off that pedestal. But you know what? I don't believe it's going to happen this year. So I believe Ohio State will still be in the midst of everything. And then when you look at Georgia still have their hands full. They got to play Jack Fromm, players at high level. They got an offensive line that's the best in the country. And they have all the right tools to be successful. They just have this nemesis they have to deal with over in Alabama called the University of Alabama. It's hard for the student to beat the teacher. And that's what the biggest challenge
with Kirby Smart. He just ain't able to get his point so he can out-coach Nick Saban at that time. So that's that biggest nemesis they have to deal with. And then you also have Clemson. Clemson at the top of the top of the poll. They're handling it everything. We'll kind of see exactly what's going to go on. I think it's going to still be a good year. They have no one to play. So those are top five. And what we're going to we're doing a prediction we'll do next week about who will be in the playoff and probably be and have an opportunity to be champion. We'll check that out next week. All right, we're going to kind of move to our next topic on the coaching corner, which is Antonio Brown. And I want y'all to jump in quick and fast on this one now. His behavior is identified as a diva behavior because he's a wide receiver. Tell me your thoughts on that. Tell me your thoughts on Antonio Brown. Start with the helmet. Start with the frostbite feet. I think that's the first time I've seen people just focus on somebody's feet, skin falling off. You know, it's just kind of wild. What's your thoughts on that, team?
Prima donna, Dr. Smith. I'm going to leave it at that. That's a prima donna. I think he wants attention from the public. So he's doing everything he can to get attention. Not positive attention, more negative. He's trying to get on TV, Dr. Smith.
Okay, kind of get that attention. That was Coach Edwards said. Coach Smith, what's your thoughts on Antonio Brown?
So one of my favorite shows to watch is First Take, and the other day, well, all week they've been talking about Antonio Brown, and they said one thing that stuck out to me. They said, Antonio Brown, why are you so loud? And I had to think about it, like, what do they mean? You are so loud about absolutely nothing. They stated, now, Tom Brady dealt with the same thing with that helmet, right? Tom Brady didn't make a big deal out of it. I honestly believe that he thinks he's supposed to be the voice for everybody else. You're not in a position to be the voice for anybody at this point. You acted a plum fool in Pittsburgh that still got rid of you. Now you're over here with the Raiders. You're not showing up to practice. At least he's been a great teammate during preseason, but you're not showing up to practice. You got frostbite on your feet, skin falling off your feet. Come on, man. It's a bad look, brother. And you say you're gonna retire, they don't change your helmet out. Who are you, man? Who are you? You gonna retire? Go home. You can't cry. You ain't finna cry and get the bottle and the pacifier, man. You gotta pick one or the other, man.
Okay, Coach. He can't get the bottle and the pacifier. All right, Coach. That Coach Smith right there. That's a millennial coming out hard, putting that point of view out there. You know, it's sad to say that, you know, Antonio Brown made the statement about he's going to forfeit $30 million. I want to ask everybody who's watching, you watch me, are you going to forfeit $30 million? Are you going to forfeit $30 million? Are you going to forfeit $1 million? I'm just going to keep it. Some of y'all might be making $1, $2, or $3 million, $5. Or are you going to forfeit? Play a game that you love? That's why they call him a diva. A diva that wants everybody to hear what he's saying and his actions and speaking. And sometimes we get to the point where people don't really want to be around that. Let's play some football. It's time for some football. That was the title. So, Antonio, we're going to tell you, and we want to make sure you're listening, it's time for some football. Let's play football. All right, our next topic we want to focus on in our area is the historical black colleges and universities. Storyline. We're going to look at some preseason ranking and look at some predictions. And I'll start off by giving some information and let my team join in. 2019 Historical Black Colleges and Universities, FCS, which is Football Championship Subdivision, preseason coaches poll. Ranked number one, North Carolina A&T Aggies, who won the national championship last year from the MEAC, the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. Number two, Alcorn. People say Alcorn. It's Alcorn. We already mess with them because they're ASU too as well. State University, ranked number two in the SWAC, Southwest Athletic Conference. Southern University is ranked number three from the SWAC, Southwest Athletic Conference. And Bethune-Cookman, ranked number four, the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. Team, tell me your thoughts about those top four teams.
I dive in. Alcorn is always amongst the top. Did you say Southern, Dr. Smith?
Southern ranked number three in the preseason coaches poll.
Yeah, they got them jokers up there high, man. I was talking to some guys the other day, talking about they already, you know, wrote off the SWAC championship already. Talking about they gonna be Southern and Alcorn, but you know, I'm gonna have to intervene with that. I'm gonna be checking out Bethune-Cookman, their first game of the year versus Jackson State. So I'll be able to elaborate more on that Labor Day game. But I like SWAC team, but them North Carolina, South Carolina team be coming with a different thump, though, Dr. Smith. They have more caliber D1 players, and it shows in the NFL draft. They have guys that get drafted. So with that said, I agree with the poll.
Okay. All right, Coach Smith, what's your thoughts on the top four? Then I'm going to run out the next six, which we're only going to do 10, and then we'll go from there and share our thoughts on our predictions. We're getting close to the ending of the show. We got about 10 minutes. Now, share your thoughts, Coach Smith, in regards to those top 14, North Carolina A&T Aggies, Alcorn State University, Southern University, and Bethune-Cookman.
I agree with it. I think that they got that right. I'm not trying to be funny, but they don't think Alabama State gonna be any good. They don't think A&M gonna be any good. They don't think Texas Southern gonna be. I'm just saying, like, they. I mean, we that bad over here. We going with Southern and Alcorn. We that bad. And then Alabama State beat Alcorn last year.
Yeah, they beat them in overtime. Two overtime.
Off that field goal, right?
Yes.
Yeah, off that field goal. Yeah. I agree with you. I'm just gonna be funny. You know, they don't think Alabama State and Texas Southern gonna be any good.
Okay. Well, awesome, Coach, but we got six more we're gonna run down. I want you to pay a close attention to this trend that I'm giving you in this ranking. Then I want you to share your thoughts on that trend I'm giving to you. Ranked at number five, you have Grambling State University from the SWAC, Southwest Athletic Conference. Florida A&M University from the MEAC, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. Hampton University from the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. Number eight is Alabama A&M University from the SWAC Conference. Number nine is Prairie from the SWAC. And number 10 is Jackson State from the SWAC. Those are the top 10. Give me your thought, team. Share your thought. Then tell me what trend you kind of seeing, what's going on with this list I just gave to you. Share your thoughts. Coach Edwards, in regards to if you want to talk specifically about number 8, make it do what it do, Coach.
Yes, sir. This is a big year for us, man. I feel like this is our year for the number 18, those fabulous Bulldogs in Huntsville, Alabama. I believe this is our year. Last year we let a couple jokers sneak by us. Southern snuck by us. Alcorn snuck by us. So this year we got to handle better than that. We got a lot of guys coming back. We got a big time quarterback ready to throw bones. We lost a lot on the defense, but I don't think it was hard to replace. So I think we should be okay. But I like that number 18, man. But that top 10 is SWAC tackling, Dr. Smith. It's a bunch of SWAC teams in that top 10. So if that tells you what we got to see this year, I'm going to be going to a lot of games, man.
Exactly. And that trend is that there's six teams that's in this top 10 from the SWAC. And those six teams represent – over half of the conference, because there's only 10 teams in the conference. And that's outstanding right there. Coach Smith, what's your thoughts on those bottom 16?
Coach Ed would get on this show every year, and he tell me the same thing. This our year. Last year was their year. The year before that was their year. initiator of the year. I'm trying to figure out which year it's going to be.
Hey, we roll. We rolled last year. We was one game away from playing in the sweat championship.
She's trying to figure out what year it's going to be.
Which one is going to be the year? I really want it to be this year. Cause I don't want you to get out here year four and say it's going to be the year this year. Because I'm going to have to start coming to the games myself to see why it's not y'all year. Because I just can't watch two games homecoming and Alabama State. I got to come see some more next year. But, yeah, that whole top 10 is sweat ready. It's sweat ready. This school up the street from me ain't made no list in a long time. It's almost embarrassing. You know, this school up the street. So we'll check them out September 7th to see if they are deserving of even being on a list besides the I'm not coming back to the game list. But I agree with the whole top 10. Swag ready.
Swag ready. That's awesome. We're going to put that down for this week's show is swag ready. So we're real excited about having an opportunity to share some things in regards to the various topics dealing with being the voice of the historical black college and university, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. And we're going to talk more so with our middle school as well next week because they'll be ready to get started up. I know a bunch of young men that are in the middle school program first year, and I see some great things out of them, and I want to make sure I give those a shout-out. And I'll do that next week for some of the local schools in the central part of Alabama. So it's been good, and we have an awesome show tonight. What I want to do now before we close this thing out, team, we want to talk about these people that's sharing on Facebook, and I'm going to stroll through, so I had to get a little closer. So if you see me getting close to you, I'm trying to see and make sure I have a name to shout out. So I want team to make sure they listen to. We have Sharon Smith Banks. She's watching. We have Miles Brown. Miles is on our early show. He's one of my former players from McKenzie School. When I first started out coaching, he played football and basketball for me. Yvonne Pryor Anderson, she's watching. Angela Kay, she's watching. Stephanie Fletcher McFarland up out of Birmingham. Thank you, Stephanie. We have Carlton Perkin checking us out. He got big money. Thank you, Carlton. We have Melba Poe Wright. Thank you, Melba. We have Jay Ruth, my niece. Juana, thank you for watching. Sandy Abrams, thank you, Sandy. My frat brother Dave Harvey, an alumnus of Alabama A&M University, and he's checking us out, and a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Margie Richardson, Deborah E. Hutchinson, Alicia Hardy, Denise Stephanie, Crystal Porter out of Columbus, Ohio, and she got Ohio State. Yeah, we're cheering for Ohio State. We see some good things coming out. Crystal, we appreciate you joining us. She's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated. We also have several others up here listed as well. We have Samantha Smith, Tasima Jackson. She's watching us. She's hollering J.D. Bobbs. We also have Iman Johnson and my frat brother, Rory Kent Sr., he's joined us. Tanisha Tuvergo Taylor. Rory Kent State only got sound. Enjoying. Okay, awesome. LaPrice Sanford, Deacon Reggie Roof, my nephew. Thank you for joining us out of Birmingham. Wanda Jones. Thank you, Wanda. I'm going to get that right. Stacy Herbert, another one of the young men that played football for me down in McKenzie. He's also a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Thank you for the support. Bruce E. DeWall, Jr., a young man played at Tuskegee University, also a member of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity. Ted M. McPherson, Rolinda Brown, my cousin. Thank you, Rolinda. Mary Jane Pauley. Thank you, Mary, and I'll make sure I leave it at that point. Thank you so much and your support over there from Alabama State University. We have Denise Harris, Let me, Deanna Harris, I'll get it right. We have Pretty McFadden, Dr. Scott Holmes. Thank you, Scotty. He's my fraternity brother as well. Faye Trentwell Smith. That's Coach Smith's mother, Coach Lauren D. Smith's mother. Thank you, Coach Smith, for joining us. Charlie's Angel. Again, Rory Kent said Georgia can't win the big one. Clemson, repeat back-to-back. Yolanda Green. We also have Marva Tutt, Katrina Garland-Stevenson. And last but not least, my sister and Coach Tremaine Edwards' mother, Jennifer Edwards. Thanks for each one of y'all joining us. We had an awesome time tonight. Check us out on Monday. We're talking real to you. We're going to come with you and talk about just plain old life issues at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. I see people just falling off the board. I want to make sure not to lose those individuals. But before we go with the last minute or two, I want both of my co-hosts that's with me tonight to share some thoughts and some things to look out for. Coach Edwards, we'll start off with you first, and we'll let Coach Smith wrap it up. Go ahead, Coach Edwards. Have I lost Coach Edwards? Okay.
I'm here, Dr. Smith. Okay. You hear me, Dr. Smith?
All right.
I'm going to be quick, Dr. Smith. Game Friday, Grayson versus James Clement. Grayson's the big-time team out of Georgia, coming to Alabama okay. to play James Clement. That's a big game on Friday. Glad to be here with you, Dr. Smith, tonight. Glad to be back. That's it. That's all I got. I have some words for you about my middle school on next Wednesday. We play Tuesday versus Morris Middle. So I'll let you know about that game, Dr. Smith. Glad to be here tonight. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you, Coach Edwards. Coach Smith, you want to wrap it up on your side?
Yeah, let's go ahead and wrap this on up. I'm glad to be back, year three. Year three, like I said, is a very powerful year. I hope it's a blessed year. Had fun tonight. I missed this. Great to be back from vacation. Next week should be very, very a good week filled with high school wrap-up, and also we're getting into college football. You got Florida and Miami play Saturday. Y'all tune in to that. And it's a game Saturday at Crimson Bowl. Samford is playing. Samford out of Birmingham is playing. I do believe y'all go check these games out. Let still make a little money off of them. You do not mind. That's all I got, Dr. Smith.
Well, Coach Smith, as well as Coach Edwards, I thank you for joining us, as well as all the other individuals on Facebook, as well as his Blog Talk Radio. It is awesome. We are heard in 15 countries. Being heard in 15 countries, all of your names have been called out. People know you're there in those 15 countries. Again, join us again. We'll be here on Monday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, in regards to our show dealing with just plain old life issues, which is Talking Real to You. I'm the host. My co-host is Coach Lauren D. Smith, or Lauren D. Smith, Dr. Olivia E. Smith, as well as Scarlett H. Black, out of South Carolina. So each and every one of those individuals will be joining me, as well as our expert that will be joining, Cameron Gilmer. We have a special guest on Monday night, and that's Cornelius Calhoun. He's running for the city council for District 5 in Montgomery, Alabama. He'll be our guest, and he's going to share some thoughts. And we're working to get House of Representative Kurt Hatchard on. He wants to come on and share what's happening in his district. So we're looking for some great things. And two, tonight we'll have our relationship show that comes on Dr. Lowe's show at 7 o'clock. Then back again Wednesday night with Talking Sports Plus. Then Thursday, a week after that, we'll have our Minister Shannon show. And that's just talking about just today's issues and what's going on, whether it's from a spiritual, economic, social, political, or relationship position. We appreciate Minister Shannon People and Elder Kendall McKnight for joining us. And again, on Friday, we'll have, not this Friday, but next Friday at 2:30, we're going to have the Balling with the Doc, and I host that show. We had an awesome time tonight. We appreciate you joining us on Facebook, on Blog Talk Radio. We're about to close it out. I'm going to close it out where, you know, something that I think really, really puts us in the right place. And it said, when we go through all the turbulence
times in life. I want you to keep in mind. I want you to keep in mind that when things get tough, you have to knuckle down. And you have to reach beyond the break. And I want to leave you three things with you. Hashtag keep on grinding. Hashtag communicate for understanding. And last but not least, as we close this show out, I love you, and I have a fast you can do about it. Have an awesome night.
The deep water. His father and others were standing on the bank. When they looked up, this young man was about to drown. Something had happened while out there trying to swim, and they saw him going down. Naturally, his family, especially his father, got excited, got nervous, but the father couldn't swim. And you know how it is standing by, want to do something for a child. You are helpless. So the father reached around, and that's what happened. There was a rope there. And he took that rope and threw it. Hallelujah. And said, son, catch hold to the rope. The young man caught the rope. The father started pulling him in. But he looked up and saw that the rope was breaking. Can I get a witness? And he tried to install the father. Father, my rope is breaking. The father replied to the son, my friend, reach beyond the break and hold on. Look at somebody again and say, reach beyond the break. Come on, tell somebody, say, reach beyond the break and hold on. And that's all I want to tell somebody. Your rope of hope is almost broke. Your rope of
African football. Good night.